Hot Springs, New Mexico. Hot baths on the Rio Grande. Things get new names. Route 66 becomes Interstate 40. Bruce Jenner becomes Caitlyn Jenner. Brennus Hardeus becomes Belize. Climate warming becomes a religion. Kentucky Fried Chicken becomes KFC. Before Truth or Consequences adopted its new name in the 1950s to promote a popular television show, the sleepy New Mexico burg was called Hot Springs. For hundreds of years, Indians, cowboys, and locals partook of mineral baths by the Rio Grande River. They put differences aside, slept into above 100-degree weathers, and looked out across the river towards the mountains where they hunted. In old times before Elephant Butte Dam, the Rio Grande ran deeper and swifter. There are times of the year now when the river runs dry as southern New Mexico chili farmers scramble to pull allotted water and flood their fields. When you soak, you can watch ducks bob on the Rio Grande or follow the trend line of the Turtleback Mountain from its tail to the tip of its nose. For $15 an hour, you have your own personal retreat. Cool the upper half of your body as your lower half cooks like a chicken in a crock pot. Names change. Conservative and liberal are not what their parents named them. Going to war to make peace is an old song. Spending your way to prosperity is preached from pulpit and podium. Voting for the least of two evils is how we participate in our constitutional republic. When things get rough, soaking in hot mineral springs on a cool morning is a perfect tonic, no matter what they are named. TRC is a place that sounds a whole lot more interesting than it will ever be, and hot mineral baths take a little cold out of this winter that seems to drag on and on and on.